If movies aren't exactly what you fancy this weekend, uh-oh, do the culture wizards have anything for Dorothy and the rest of us?
Oh, I don't think there's anything in that black bag for me.
Never fear, Dorothy. Our own culture wizard, Melissa Locker, who has written for Time and The Guardian, has a great find for some happy downtime this weekend.
Do you miss Downton Abbey?
You know, I miss liking it in its early days. I don't miss being sick of it, because I eventually got sick of it.
Well, then I have the perfect remedy for you.
Ooh, yes.
I have the show that is kind of the complete opposite of Downton Abbey. It is called My Mad Fat Diary. It just premiered on Hulu. It was big in the UK for a while, but didn't get picked up in the US until last weekend.
And so what's the premise? It's like making fun of everything bizarre and weird about Brits?
It is the real-life diary of a teenage girl who is sprung from a mental hospital and given the requirement that she has to write a diary. Her name is Ray Earl, and she lives in a council flat in Lincolnshire, England, and she's overweight, as the title of the TV show suggests, a teenager, and she's just kind of unhappy. But for the most part, it is about her relationship with her other teen friends and with her mother.
Dear Diary, I'm 16, I weigh 16 and a half stone, and I live in Lincolnshire. My interests include music, vegging out and finding a fit boy, don't scratch that, any boy, to quench my ever-growing horn. Unfortunately, I already have a lover that makes me look pregnant. Food. And if anyone ever finds this diary and reads it and comes to the conclusion that I'm crazy, they'd be spot on.
A boyfriend called Food.
Exactly. So I think it's such a great show because it's kind of the classic teenage drama, something a little more thinky than a lot of shows would be. Sort of My So-Called Life meets The In-Betweeners meets
Shameless.
Yeah, a little bit of Shameless. It's just a teenage girl struggling to find herself with all these things battling against her. And she's such an intriguing character, and she's not like anything you really see on TV.
And here's an interaction with her mom.
Oh, I'm on the alphabet diet.
The what?
Each week, you only eat food beginning with a certain letter. Makes you rotate all your food types. This week it's W.
So you've nearly done the entire alphabet?
Nah, I started on S because I bought a load of Scotch eggs on the cheap. So I've lost £6, though.
This is sort of the essential point of being British is you could be absolutely serious about something that's completely pointless, which is what Downton Abbey was about. This is just a different sort of class.
Right. This is kind of the complete opposite
right.
of Downton Abbey in that there's not refined manners. Like, there's scenes where Ray's just scarfing down every single thing in her sight. There's scenes with swimsuits and with, you know, an inflatable alligator that is quite memorable. And then she and her mom battle it out every day.
Ray, this is Kareem, my lover. Isn't he something?
Pleased to meet you.
Why were you in the boot?
No, well, he can't speak much English. He speaks Arabic and French. That's what they speak in Tunisia.
Why was he in the chuffing boot?
Look, now look, he hasn't done anything wrong, but there are people looking for him.
What people?
Immigration. Now, no one can know about this. Not just for now. Is that okay, Rachel?
Little edgy for what's going on in Europe right now.
Right, but, you know, it's just immigration. He hasn't done anything.
Right, of course.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But her mom comes to pick her up at the asylum, and she surprises him when they pull into their little council flat by popping up in the trunk, and there's a full-grown man in it. And she's like, this is my boyfriend. So it's kind of on that background that Ray has all of these issues and trying to lead a normal teenage life and trying to balance, like, her mental health with living with his mom who's not really helping the situation and, you know, normal teenage things like find a boyfriend.
Is this bingeable or is this one episode at a time?
Oh, it's totally bingeable. The first time I started watching it, I watched about 5 of them in a row.
Do you have to eat a bowl of Oreos while you're watching?
You will occasionally want to dive in while Ray's binging, but she also makes binging look as bad as it is. So yes and no. It may make you want like a Cadbury flake or a Scotch egg or, you know, something very British.
The multiple layers of binging with our friend Melissa Locker. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Melissa Locker is a culture reporter who has written for The Guardian and Time, among many others.